Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the Southern African Development Community, or SADC's extraordinary summit that ended today in Harare. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Jewish settlers in the West Bank welcome the election of Donald Trump and his selection of Mike Huckabee as U.S. ambassador to Israel. They say they hope to annex the West Bank and even build settlements in Gaza. For VOA, Linda Gradstein reports from the Kedumim settlement in the West Bank.
Kedumim is a comfortable bedroom community in the northern West Bank built in the mid-1970s. Daniela Weiss, a fiery settler leader, and her children were one of the first Jewish families to settle here, living in tents with no running water. Today, she hopes President-elect Donald Trump will accept total sovereignty and annexation of the West Bank settlements without provisions for a Palestinian state.
The president of the United States, who says to him, "I'm going to give you a present. I will give you sovereignty, but you will have to leave something aside." No, it's all ours. The ability to say it is all ours, why? Because it's the promise of God to Abraham, not to Abraham Lincoln, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Israel's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, also lives here. He predicted that in 2025, Israel will annex what's known as Area C, the 60% of the West Bank that contains the Jewish settlements and is home to more than 500,000 Jewish settlers. The 2.5 million Palestinians live mostly in what's designated Areas A and B of the West Bank that are under the partial or full control of the Palestinian Authority. Israeli annexation of disputed territory was a feature of the first Trump administration's Middle East policy, which recognized Israeli control over the Golan Heights. Trump-appointed ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, has long been a staunch proponent of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Like the Israeli settlers, he refers to the territories by their biblical name, Judea and Samaria.
If I recognize Judea and Samaria as part of Israel, and I believe that it's most important that we realize that there are more Jews living in Judea and Samaria than most people ever realize, and that those numbers are significant. It's an important part of the security of Israel.
Some analysts, including those who live in the West Bank, say that Israel should be careful about annexing the lands unilaterally.
If you really think that, and I think, that sovereignty is one of the things that can make Israel really safe and can ensure her future, you have to do it wisely, and you have to do it hand in hand with the American administration.
Other settlers warn that a decision to annex parts of the West Bank could cause further unrest.
I personally support annexation, but I just don't want it to tear the society apart again. There already is a strong settlement movement here, but the left is against it. The division among us weakens us.
Some settler leaders, including Daniela Weiss, want to go even further than annexing the West Bank. They say they are already preparing to rebuild Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip, which were evacuated in 2005. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Kidumim in the West Bank.
Experts say poverty and hunger are major factors in the global migration crisis. On the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, they said that putting in place effective social safety nets can help mitigate the root causes that compel people to leave their homes. VOA's immigration reporter Aline Barros has more from Rio de Janeiro.
Steve Said was a political science student in Haiti. He left in 2023 because there were no jobs there. Security was a concern. The 22-year-old says he needed to try for a better life.
Because the situation there is difficult. I chose Brazil because I heard of work opportunities and how welcoming Brazilian people are.
To get to Brazil, he crossed without documentation into the Dominican Republic. He says it was dangerous and expensive.
The first time, I did not get in, but I went back to the border.
Said spent a month in the Dominican Republic. He worked and saved money. After a month, he got a humanitarian visa and now lives in Brazil seeking economic stability.
In life, you can't stop. If you need to get somewhere, you have to fight until the end.
According to the Brazilian Federal Police, about 164,000 Haitians live in the country. And as Brazil hosts leaders from the world's 20 largest economies at their summit in Rio de Janeiro, experts say G20 countries need to have ready the resources to integrate migrants into their new homes.
That must always be addressed from a human rights perspective. Additionally, G20 leaders should acknowledge that migration also occurs due to structural issues such as poverty, environmental disasters, wars, and conflicts.
In its declaration, the G20 agreed it is important to prevent irregular migration and respond to the root causes of displacement such as hunger and poverty. Wellington Dias, Brazil's development minister, says 2.4 billion people worldwide live in poverty.
But beyond the migration issue, I always argue that hunger and poverty are not just problems for those who are hungry or living in poverty. It is a problem for middle class, for the wealthy, for rich countries, and for wealthy individuals.
Gia says people in desperate need might turn to crime, creating problems for everyone. So a key initiative at the summit is the creation of the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty. The alliance aims to provide cash transfers for 500 million people and school meals for 150 million children. More than 80 countries, 24 international organizations, 9 international financial institutions, and 31 philanthropies have joined so far.
It is no longer just giving food baskets. We are talking about implementing a development plan that must address education, which is a key foundation for eradicating poverty, as well as health, the economy, job creation, and infrastructure.
According to the United Nations, the relationship between food insecurity, migration, and displacement is heavily influenced by climate change, natural disasters, conflict, and poverty, the major themes during Brazil's G20 summit. Aline Barros, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Sadly, countries were meeting in Harare for an extraordinary summit that ended this evening with heads of states and governments meeting behind closed doors. The focus was said to be on regional elections and regional security, with demonstrations in Mozambique where opposition activists are rejecting the outcome of the October 9 elections that were won by the ruling Front for the Liberation of Mozambique, Frelimo, and the war between the DRC army and the M23 rebels were top of the agenda. In Mozambique, the opposition is accusing Frelimo of rigging the elections, with the opposition claiming that 50 demonstrators have been killed by the police so far. But many regional leaders did not attend the summit, choosing to either send their deputies or ministers. The SADC summit, amongst others, was expected to receive an update on the security situation in the eastern DRC and also consider a report carried out on SADC mission in the DRC. The summit had not issued its communique by the time we went on air. Ongwadiwa tereri nevatari tino gamchira ene mufaro, mchirongwa chedu che live talk. Nasiri kutarisa nezve musangano wechimbi chimbi we SADC wanga uri kuitirwa muHarare. Uyonga uchitarisirwa kuzeya nezvematambudziko akatarisana nedunhu reSADC. Musangano uyu wakatanga musi wa 17 ukapera nhasi musi wa 20. Nyaya dzinonzi dzanga dzichitarisiswa dzichitarisirwa kuve pamusoro penhaurwa iyi inyaya yehondo iri muDRC, tingati kumabhazuwa kweDRC, pakati pehurumende nevakapandukira hurumende vechikwata cheM23 pamwe nemhirizhonga iri muMozambique yakonzerwa nekuratidzira kuri kuita zvizvarwa zveMozambique zviri kuramba kutambira zvakabuda musarudzo dzakaitwa musi wa 9 mwedzi wapera munyika iyi. Vamwe vatungamiri venyika dziri muSADC vanonzi havana kubudirira kuenda kuZimbabwe kumusangano uyu, asi vatumira nhume dzavo. Tanga tisati tanzwa nezvisungo zvaitwa mukupera kwemusangano uyu panguva ino yataenda pamhepo, asi tinotarisira kuti takakasikawo kuwana zvisungo izvi tichakuzivisai tisati tabvawo pano pachirongwa. For a perspective, we are now joined by our panelists, political analyst and ZANU-PF member, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is in Britain, independent political analyst, Mr. Tawanda Jokora, who is in North Dakota here in the USA, and the economist, Dr. Eddie Mahembe, who is based in South Africa. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Magadi muri Zimbabwe akateerera.
Aiwa tinoimba kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kukunzwai pane nguva vapenyu. Let me start with you, Dr. Mavaza. We saw that the leaders from the region attended the meeting and some did not attend the summit and chose to send either their deputies or ministers. What message did this send to the host, who is also the SADC chair, President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
The first thing is only two who did not attend. President Ramaphosa and other commitments which needed him to attend to regarding his health issues. So that has not sent any message. It simply shows that he sent his deputy, which is acceptable. And in Tanzania, the president of Tanzania sent the president of Zanzibar, who acts the deputy of the deputy president of Tanzania. Why? Because the president of Tanzania has further engagement again, which are needed outside her boundaries. And therefore, that does not mean anything and does not show that there is any snubbing of the conference. So, if we've listened, the SADC chairman, President Mnangagwa, has reaffirmed Zimbabwe's commitment to the regional partnerships. So, and he had urged the SADC member states to unite in addressing the security and the peace issues that is concerning our region. And therefore, this was a very urgent meeting, and because it's an urgent meeting, some two presidents could not make it urgently to that issue so they to assign their deputies to come. And again, the extraordinary summit does not mean that it's even though it was a planned one, but it's extraordinary. It is that urgent, which means sometimes it comes in time when the diaries were already filled. So there's nothing we can talk about the absence of these two presidents. And I can say it has not really affect SADC, because they were there in their representative capacity. So I would actually want to tell you that if you listen to the summit going on, the president of Zimbabwe invited every available present member or head of state and every person in the auditorium to stand up and observe a minute of silence in honor of each country's person who died or death for their country. So in other words, we are united in death, in life, and we are united in peace.
Thank
so
you.
Yes, I don't see anything amiss by the ambulance of the two.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Dzokora. Mr. Dzokora, your take on the summit, although we have not yet heard of what resolutions they would have made, but the agenda, we all know that they were going to talk of or discuss the war in DRC and the demonstrations in Mozambique.
Well, nothing serious is going to come out of that meeting. It's just an ordinary meeting that has been hugely snubbed by most of the leaders in Southern Africa. One of the presidents that realized that he has to go is only coming for 3 hours at most. That is President Duma Boko of Botswana. He's coming in at 8 o'clock, and by 12 o'clock, he would have flown out. So it means he's barely going to be in that meeting. If at all, the most amount of time he's going to spend there is 2 hours. That shows you how belittled the meeting is. How reduced to something almost to nothing is that meeting been. And that is being caused by the fact that not many regional leaders have confidence in the ability of Mr. Mnangagwa to address the issues that are in Mozambique, let alone the Mozambicans themselves. They are mad. They are sitting with anger right now that a president who has not conducted free and fair elections in the past elections, and the president who is coming from a country that is always fraught in electoral irregularities, is now being made to be the person to resolve the issues in Mozambique. And what is also disappointing is Mr. Mnangagwa did congratulate the Mozambican, the Frelimo, leader, even before the election organization in Mozambique had announced the final result. So that already showed that Mr. Mnangagwa was biased towards a certain political party. So Mozambicans were angry right now, and they did not want Mr. Mnangagwa to be the arbitrator of what is going on in Mozambique.
Thank
so
you.
Even us as Zimbabweans, we don't see anything coming from Mr. Mnangagwa, because he has been trying to influence electoral results in most of the Southern African countries.
But Mr. Dzokora, before I go to Dr. Mahembe, is it only the SADC chair whose influence leads the summit meetings, or it comes from member states?
He is the chair. You know, he is the head. You know, people need to have confidence in him. Unfortunately, they don't have confidence in him because of his conduct in previous elections, and also because of his conduct during the Mozambican elections.
Thank
people
you.
Lose confidence. If people have no confidence in you, they will not respect you, and that's the reason why you've seen that most of the leaders have chosen to send their ministers or their deputies. You know, it's a shame.
Thank you so much.
Not only to ZANU-PF, but to the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Dr. Mahembe. Dr. Mahembe, what impact does this instability in the region, especially in Mozambique and the DRC, have to the region and the economy?
Greetings, my brother Jengai, and greetings to our listeners as well. Thank you for the opportunity and my fellow panelists. It's really unfortunate that this SADC extraordinary summit did not have good attendance. The reason is, firstly, Mozambique itself has had some instability over the past few days, to a few weeks actually, in November. And the impact thereof is it has been felt in South Africa where the borders are closed, and also in Zimbabwe as well, given that Zimbabwe is landlocked and the route is a very reliable route, especially even going to Botswana as well. So in terms of trade routes, Zimbabwe and Mozambique are really key in terms of that corridor coming into Botswana and possibly even Zambia. The second thing is also when we look at the DRC, so the instability there has been there, I think, for over the years. And it's that decided to come in and try to assist in 2015. But if we look at the implication there, we are talking for DRC, which is bordered by 9 SADC countries. So if you see those 9 SADC countries, which are most likely being impacted right now by DRC, not being in this particular meeting where DRC, the instability is being discussed, for me, that seems to suggest either these leaders are not very positive that this extraordinary summit is going to yield any result, which is really, really problematic, because DRC and Mozambique, they hold a very, very significant position as far as the economic status of the region is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Regaichende kuna Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, ndoza kuti mune chidokwa dokwa chekuti munge muchipindura zvataurwa navadzokora pamwe chete na Dr. Maembe. Ndokupai 30 seconds dzekupindura ndobva ndakupai mubvunzo wangu watoda kupai Dr. Mavaza.
Chekutanga vadzokora ndoda kuti munzwisise kuti Zimbabwe haisiri yeSADC. Chairperson weSADC iZimbabwe. Hazvireve kuti kana SADC ikasabudirira inyaya yachairperson. SADC haina kutadza kubudirira, ende manyeba vadzokora President Boko havana kubuda after 2 hours, vabuda papera musangano. Saka handizvoti mazuva nakupi izvozvo. Kana zvinhu zvanga vakafunga zvamava muchifungidzira kuti zvichaitwa, hazvinoitika saizvozvo. Vamahembe, ndakuti munhu question one kuti Zimbabwe initori kana kuti Zimbabwe actually is hoping or praying kuti the summit it can bring together regional leaders to address pressing issues. Because the pressing issues is actually a driver Zimbabwe to have these issues addressed. So there is no way where Zimbabwe can cause such a problem and then address it.
Thank you.
Zimbabwe is the country bring that, and it reaffirms our shared commitment to peace, stability and development in Southern Africa.
Thank you so much. Then I'll come back to you again, Dr. Mavaza. There are some who are saying that SADC has been sending military personnel to DRC for a long time, but nothing has changed. Actually, they are saying the war is escalating in DRC. Do you see this helping, or they need to take another approach?
The first thing we need to know is that started sending the army, the military personnel, to DRC last year. It's only 1 year now. They've not been sending for a long time. And in that year, the war has not escalated. It was the years before. And again, today's meeting was a meeting to review, to see what are the obstacles of peace in DRC. And again, the SADC is actually having one belief to say an injury to one is an injury to all. And this SADC is actually emphasizing in the region that we must work together to ensure that the people of DRC enjoy peace and tranquility. So it is working, because SADC is actually putting pressure on both sides in DRC, that as SADC, we want to see DRC enjoying peace and tranquility. Mm-hmm. And on this part, Zimbabwe reaffirms its readiness to partner with any other regional country to ensure prosperity in the region and in SADC, even if it means to send the army there and make sure that peace is there. They will do that. In other words, the summit is just decided to say that the summit is actually brought together, it has brought together all the regional leaders to address these pressing issues. And that's why it's a high-level summit. That's why it's quite urgent. So, yes, there's been a great change since I got involved in the DRC.
Yes, thank you so much. Regarding the Vajokora, Panama Warukuti, Mauto, Arimo, Mudiarasi, Asizuna, Ruskushanduka, and that's what Jokora Ama Vaza Warukuti, Gore, Aisungua Kareba, Asuna Aruto, Wundia Gore, Ingua Kareba, Munoti, Vajokora, and I want to see Jamka Cruz, Roda, Jaika, Gazisan Abuzuke.
Nyaya ye irikunetsa pa mu Africa, mu Southern Africa, inyaya yekuti sarudza hadzisi kufamba zvakanaka, vanhu vanopedzisira vakurwisana. Tarirai muone izvozvi kuMozambique, vanhu vanokwana 50 vafa nekuti kwatotanga hondo. Saka iko zvino tisati tatombo tisatapedza zveDRC, tatokuenda kuMozambique kwakonzereswa hondo nenyaya yekuti sarudzo dziri kupirwa. Panenge paitwa sarudzo dzakanaka zvakaitwa kuSouth Africa nekuBotswana, hamuone vanhu vachifa, hamuone kuchiita hondo, asi kukangobirwa sarudzo chete zvinobva zvaita kuti munyika imomo muite hondo. Tinokurudzira SADC kuti panenge pachiitwa sarudzo pese itevedzere mitemo yayo ina anonzi maprotocols, guidelines to free and fair elections, akasainwa nevanhu vese vari muSADC nenyika dzese dziri muSADC. But SADC haisi kuenforce maguidelines iwayo. Saka vakakwanisa kuti panenge pachiitwa sarudzo vorega kurerekera kune rimwe divi, sezvavakauya vakaita kuZimbabwe kuti vaingorerekera kuna vamunangagwa vekuMozambique, kuZambia voga. Ndo vakaona kuti zvakaitwa izvi hazvina kunaka muZimbabwe, makabirwa sarudzo. Ndo zvaitika zvakare zvekuMozambique. Ndosaka maakuona hondo yakutotanga kuMozambique. KuDRC kunoda kuti kunyatsoitwa kugarwa pasi, haisi nyaya yekuti inongosevedzwa vanhu chimbi chimbi. Hondo yanga iriko, vamunangagwa vanozomirira mazuva iwaya kuine rimwe dambudziko riri kutori guru rekuMozambique. Sei inofanira kutogarwa pasi nyaya yekuDRC, yonyatsozeyewa, yogadziriswa, vanhu vose vari involved varipo vachitaura, vachipiwa mukana wekutaura, kwete zvatinoona zvinoitwa neSADC kuti kana paine dambudziko inotora Zimbabwe chete, kana inotora ZANU-PF chete, yosiya vachamisa kana yosiya mapato acho akabirwa. Vanofanira kuenzanisa vanhu vanenge varimo vari involved vacho.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Dr. Mayembe, in the event that SADC fails to solve these problems, what's next?
SADC should really be the go-to body, especially for regional issues. Why? Because we made an undertaking, especially Pangabashina President Mbeki, African problems for African solutions for African problems. So but anyway, AU iripo. So AU is also able to come in, try to assist, and then where AU cannot help, and there are also international bodies like your United Nations. But we still come back to local countries in this case, where neighbors, because if neighbors are able to be neutral in these issues, they are able to come in and even resolve, because we know that our problems better than Europeans, than other guys. We know where the challenges are. If we are able to come together, sit together, and be able to pinpoint where the challenges are, I'll mention one challenge. One of the biggest challenges is that SADC as a body, maybe because of its historical nature,
yes,
it can as an issue to do with the fighting for independence.
Thank
so
you.
Naturally, people coming as national liberation movement. So as long as we are still stuck.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mayembe.
Long time ago. Yes, okay.
Thank you so much. Time is not on our side. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on Live Talk. Our panelists, political analyst and ZANU-PF member, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is based in the United Kingdom, independent political analyst, Mr. Tawanda Jokora, and the economist, Dr. Eddie Mahembe, who is based in South Africa. I say thank you, and thank you again to all our listeners. And it's Jonga Kandemiri, your host, signing off from Washington, D.C.